No Job is the coolest podcast in the world. And today we're here with Thousand Band Fonny. He got a pound of weed on the table. He got all his homies with him. You got what? About $4,000 right there.
$4,500, $4,500 Nothing major. Nothing major. We ain't gonna brag on that.
Dice money.
Yeah, y'all want to gamble? Something like that.
They like it when I do this.
All right, Fonny, how you doing, bro?
Motherfucker, what's up?
You want to get into it right away?
All right, let's get straight into the point.
Man. Let's square up. What up?
All right, so you a culture vulture, right?
Tell me why.
The thing is, look at you with your free take shirt.
What's wrong with that? Supporting the black youth?
All of a sudden.
When have I not been?
Nah. You know what, Adam? You a cool ass nigga, though. You a cool ass nigga.
I appreciate that. You're a cool dude, too.
I fuck with you for real, though.
I like your music.
We don't link. You done been to a few of the shows before and all that shit. Yeah. You done turned up.
No, I go to the shows.
You done had the video with the bitches, titties, licking each other's titties, playing my shit. That shit fire.
Did I? Fuck. I probably did, because I'd be like, a lot of people hit me up about that. They're like, yo, you was listening to some good music when you were fucking those hoes. I'm like, yeah, I do that for the boys. You know, normally I'm listening to Elton John while I fuck, but I figured, you know, throwing some Smoke Perp, some Thousand Band, et cetera, when I'm like really piping, you know? Anyway,
but the thing is though, the thing that you got me fucked up with, this is where you had me fucked up when I was like, oh, you want some culture vulture shit? Mm-hmm. You did this shit, nigga, or your shit. I guess what your shit stopped getting monetized or some shit, and you was like, man, fuck this shit.
What? Not really. I fell back with the vlogs. What, you a big fan of the vlogs?
Look, period. You got fans of them vlogs. I know that for a fact.
I do.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That's why it's like, you decided to be the one nigga who was like, all right, I'm going to give a platform for, you know, upcoming artists. You that nigga.
But I've been going hard with the interviews regardless.
Yeah.
I just chilled out with the vlogs.
No, you can't be on no motherfucking shit. They ain't going to give me no monetization money. Fuck y'all niggas.
That's real though. What if you started getting $50 a song? You fucking quit making songs too, right?
Nigga, shit, if I'm getting $50 a song, I remember I wasn't getting shit for a song, so that's still, I'll be grateful regardless.
Yeah, but with the YouTube video shit, it's like, it just took me some time to readjust, because like, at one point I'm making, you know, 5 figures a month doing good. All of a sudden they're like, nah, you smoke weed, you can't make no money. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? And it's like, they won't give me a good reason either. I just did the Rico Nasty interview and the Action Bronson interview. They're both sitting there, they're both talking, they're both swearing, they're both smoking weed. The black chick gets demonetized and the white guy doesn't. What is that? It just don't make no sense. That's what pisses me off.
See, now that's what you need to fight for. You need to fight for the, what is that?
That's real.
Why the white guy getting money and the black guy?
And I don't even really believe that it's racist shit. I just think it's like totally arbitrary and stupid, and they just don't have like good rules in place.
I mean, at this point, I wouldn't believe if it wasn't because it was racist. You feel me? Like,
maybe.
Whatever happened in Charlotte, I'm pretty sure, shit, it could have been all the way racist.
Yo, that shit was turned up.
Niggas just got money. Yeah. But hey. For real though, what we talking about right now though, right here, we gonna get straight to the point.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You got some shit going on.
What's happening? What's the new shit?
You got some shit going on.
You got a lot of shit going on. You got new music coming out. You got beef with everybody. What's going on?
Look, man, I'm not about to be the nigga who out here, you know, my motherfucking advisor's telling me, you know, market with niggas, you know, build relationships. You wanna be friends with these people. Mm-hmm. This is how you gonna get these resources. Look, fuck all that shit for real though, man. Cause niggas like on some fake shit. That's what niggas is really on. These niggas be on some fake shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like niggas like Dylan, niggas like motherfucking Miles, all these niggas who you see me fucking with like last year, a year ago. You don't see me doing shows with some of these niggas who claim they beefing with me.
Who's Dylan and Miles?
Dylan and Miles. Dylan D Savage, goofy ass, Miles Yachty, punk ass, motherfucker. Who else I got beef with? They say I got beef with.
How you with Cardi right now?
I have beef with Cardi. I ain't even, nah.
That's, I don't know.
Definitely one of them.
I don't even know.
Nah, bro. I just let that nigga just doing his shit. I'm doing my shit. Mm. What you talking about?
So.
Oh, you talking about, and then who? Oh, Space Ghost Pussy. Fuck that nigga all the way.
It's still like that? Bro. I feel like he ain't talked about you in a long time, or like he seems like he's chilled out a lot.
Nah, he liked to throw sneak disses and shit, and that's some pussy shit. Cause this nigga grown as fuck. Like, nigga, you older than me. You out here sneak dissing young niggas and shit. That shit just goofy as fuck. If anything, all I got to say though, bro, like for real though, like everybody want niggas to be humble. Like, bro, I be humble as hell, bro. Like, niggas be making trash ass music. I don't be saying shit about their music because I can't. It's no such thing as ass music when it come down to it. Like, somebody gonna like your shit. You feel me? Like, That's how some of these niggas buzzing out. What, I can't be the nigga. I'm not about to hate on nobody's music. If a nigga get money, he get money. But at the same time, I'm not about to tolerate no disrespect. Because niggas be in their feeling some type of way.
You think you're getting a little bit of the Kanye effect where you're just like being super honest and people are acting like you're crazy? You know what I'm saying, though? You remember how everybody was saying that? But he was saying a lot of real shit in those interviews.
A lot of real shit that motherfuckers ain't paying attention.
Pull that mic up just a little bit because your seat is higher. Sorry.
Like, a lot of motherfuckers ain't even really paying attention to Kanye really talking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Real. Motherfuckers getting brainwashed. They ain't paying 2 cents to that shit. They just like, fuck it, he tripping.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't on that normal shit. He ain't on the shit with everybody else on. So he automatically tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he got a different mindset.
So... When did it start to go bad with D Savage? Because he was talking about you in this interview the other day. We all watched it.
Yo, first off, first and foremost, don't even bring this goofy ass.
Why not?
In my, because, bro, that shit, it's not even worth talking about. Like, I'm talking about on some shit. Like, these niggas out here, niggas is lost in the sauce, bro. These niggas don't even know who they is anymore. You feel me? Like, everybody want to be game banging. And then everybody who game bang, everybody want to be blood and shit. You feel me? Like, these niggas just won't be like, they won't be part of a fad and shit. Niggas just won't be hip or whatever. You feel me? Like, it's at a point, I'm talking about, I was fucking with niggas at a point to where I'm in niggas' cities.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm renting out hotel, Airbnb, whatever, niggas is staying with us. Me. Staying and they stay us. Here. You feel me? These niggas staying could stay at their mama house. Niggas staying at our spot. You feel me? Shitting, facts. Trying to get food, all this shit. And we looking after these niggas. And bro, I don't give a fuck.
Like on some G shit,
these niggas talking about all this gang shit. I don't know who big homie tolerate none of that bullshit, bro. If you got big homie, bro, and he letting you slide with that goofy ass shit, staying at niggas out, niggas taking care of you, and then you talking about fuck them niggas, nigga, you goofy as fuck.
So how'd that start to go bad though? You were cool, you were all in each other's videos, bro, and shit.
Bro, this didn't have nothing to do. I think this started when this nigga was with Cutthroat or some shit.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? I don't know what winning this nigga had. I don't give a fuck though, for real though.
But you were never associated with Cutthroat formally?
Nah. You feel me? Like, I heard a bro shit, you feel me? But other than that, I ain't had no issues with niggas. I seen videos of niggas saying, fuck me. I'm like, fuck these niggas talking about. I ain't even met bro in person. You feel me? You talking about Joey? Yeah, I ain't never met bro in person. You feel me? So I seen videos bro saying, fuck me. It's like, it's whatever.
Did it start with the whole thing with Uno, where they said that Uno was on the label, but then he said he wasn't, and then all of a sudden it was fuck Uno from them, and then that's when it went bad with Savage,
bro?
Roughly?
No. That's what went bad with that nigga was on some him internally shit. He got some shit internally he can't accept in himself. Like, I don't know what type of pussy nigga standards he got, but it's some shit within himself he can't accept. So I don't know if he's trying to take that out on everybody else around him, but I don't give a fuck. Like, that shit not going to be tolerated, bro. Like,
you feel like a lot of people in the music industry just kind of tolerate a bunch of people acting funny because they just want to be cool with everybody?
Niggas. I feel like a lot of niggas just tolerate shit because, you feel me, at the end of the day, bro, niggas ain't really working together because, oh, yo, we could actually make some fire shit. Niggas just trying to, you feel me, build a bigger brand for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they know in order to build a bigger brand for themselves, they got to work with other bigger brands. Like, yeah. You see Nike and Adidas collab. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, that's fire. You feel me? They working together. You feel me? But when it come down to it, it's all for, you know, niggas in it for themselves.
So when
it be a few niggas who actually be trying to, like, go 30 with, who be actually trying to paint a picture. You feel me?
Right. Yeah, so you think a lot of people look at, like, collaborating on music as, like, a networking process, and they ain't really even thinking about who that homie's with.
Niggas
or who...
be on some networking shit.
Yeah.
Niggas be on some, yo, and that's what, bro, oh, on some real shit, bro, I used to fuck that nigga Rob Banks heavy, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was supposed to go on tour with this nigga. This nigga was on some motherfucking Let's Switch fan bases or some shit. I was like, that shit just turned me all the way off. All right, like,
what, just that like, expression?
Yeah, nigga, I'm like, nigga, what the fuck?
Let's but that is the fan. Goal, right?
Nigga, that ain't no goal, nigga. It's like, bro, like you raw, nigga. If you fuck my shit because you think it's raw, nigga, then we work, nigga. And I don't know. Yeah.
I'm trying to hijack your cloud.
Some hygiene shit.
Hijack your cloud. It's a cloud war out there, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
It is, bro. It's the whole.
And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not coming for niggas' heads, bro. But it's a funny thing, bro. Like, I'm gonna speak my mind. I'm gonna speak how I feel. Like, if niggas can't like deal with that shit, then like clearly you see, it's a lot of niggas who can't deal how when I speak my mind. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
it's whatever. Like, I can accept how whatever anyone has to say to me. Like, I take it for whatever it is, and it is what it is. Now, when I have to say about what I gotta say, you feel me, niggas be getting, you feel some type of way. I don't know. I don't know how to explain that shit.
Well, the music industry is crazy because it's like dudes always come in the game super outspoken. You know, you see dudes' old tweets and everything, and dudes are always talking hella shit. Because everybody, if you're a regular person, it's like you got rappers you love and you got rappers you hate. But then, like, once you get in the industry, it all of a sudden becomes real taboo. You can't say nothing about anybody because, like, even you, if when you came at me, say I had said some crazy, well, I don't even know. I don't know who would have came at me, but if I had said some crazy shit, there'd be a bunch of people pissed off as fuck.
You wanted to say some crazy shit.
Nah, because I don't put myself in that rapper category. You came at me like a rapper, like on some street shit, like, oh, you a hoe. But I'm a podcaster. It's like, I got to accept that people are going to call me a hoe because I put myself in this position.
But I be trolling you how you be trolling niggas, though. You feel me?
But I ain't really, like, confronting motherfuckers, starting fights and shit.
Adam, you a thought.
That's okay.
But I be trolling you. Baby.
I know you call me a slut in the DMs and shit. I'm like, I almost feel like you're flirting with me, son.
This nigga is tripping.
Wait, so you feel like you have been like people?
No, I be respecting the fuck out of women anyway.
You do be respecting women. That's good.
Respecting a freak.
That's good. At least we got that in common.
We love the nasty too, though.
I like respecting a couple women at the same time. I feel like it helps me save time, you know? Just get all the women respected all at once.
Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck are you just saying?
All right, so what's your lifestyle like these days, though? You got a pound of weed in front of you. You telling me you smoke that much weed, you're going to finish that by the end of this podcast?
Yeah.
Look, first and foremost, we're not going to talk about all that. Let's talk about the important shit right now, man.
Okay.
The music.
You feel me? Let's talk about why the fuck ain't nobody doing nothing about all this whack shit going on.
What's the whack shit that's going on specifically? Who you ain't fucking with?
No. It ain't about who I ain't fucking with.
Mm-hmm.
It's about shit. Niggas accepting because they actually like it, or niggas accepting because some other shit. Because it's funny to accept. You feel me? Like, what I'm basically trying to say is, bro, do niggas genuinely even like the shit that they hearing, or is like they just bumming it because, like, for real, like, niggas like you be like doing motherfucking live interviews, bumping random shit.
Let's get an example. Who do you not fuck with that just
taking shit up? Mm-hmm. No. It's fire. I like how you motherfucking be putting niggas on.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you be capping.
Define capping for our audience out there.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Let's say white America. Adam. Yeah. Capitalize. I'm gonna capitalize on these niggas. Now let's say, all right, now you capping.
Yeah.
But perfect. Hey, how many perfect. You know what? I know you don't manage the few artists and shit, which mm-hmm. is fire. Yeah.
No, I never really managed anybody. I tried to manage X while he was in jail. That wasn't really anything.
Well, I feel you. I mean, you tried to help a brother out while he was down, you feel me?
Yeah.
I feel that. If it was genuine, not because you was trying to get no jumping name out there.
No, it was genuine, but at the same time, it was kind of weird because he's like, I kind of knew that when he told me to tweet about it, that it wasn't a real thing and that probably wasn't going to be a real thing. But he gets the value of like saying some crazy shit on Twitter just to create like a stir and then like reel it back a little bit afterwards.
I guess.
It was weird because it's like, for me, if somebody asked me to manage him, it's like, God, that's a huge decision. What am I going to do? I don't know if I think that's a good idea or not. But then he made it seem like, oh, this is like a fun thing. Like, just say it on Twitter and we'll see what happens. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, you're thinking about it like a young dude. I'm thinking about it like an old dude that's like, oh, it needs to have like the business side of shit right before I'm going to agree to do anything. You know? I don't know. You got a manager?
Yeah, you know, we be out here managing shit. Next question.
Would you rather manage somebody or be managed? Could you see yourself as being that role, like having young guys under you, even though you're still young yourself?
Everyone got, no, I wouldn't do that.
You would never do that?
Because I gotta still goddamn got my damn self.
Yeah, you got a lot to say still. So where do you feel like you're at in your music career, though? You feel like I kind of like didn't interview you early enough, considering I interviewed your homies like real early on? Not that early on, but like Uno, Lucky.
No, bro, it's enough personal shit, bro. It was.
I heard that. Somebody told me that. Like, Fonny don't like you because you didn't interview him early enough.
Yeah, your fans be saying some off the wall shit. Your fans will say some dumbass shit.
Though. Like what?
Like shit you just said. What the fuck you mean, nigga? But for real though, like, at first I was in this weird ass mental state where I was like, I don't want to do no jumper interview because I feel like I was gonna categorize myself as like an underground rapper type shit. You feel me?
But now I interview Wyclef and shit, so it's like kind of new. You know, it's cool now.
I feel you. You doing your shit. But I just had to break out that shit mentally anyway. Like, nigga, regardless, any interview I do, I want to do as much shit as I can anyway. Because, you know, like, you don't know how much time you got on this earth, you feel me? We can't control shit. Niggas think they can control the shit, but we don't control shit.
That's good that you've accepted that. A lot of people, like, are obsessed with, like, having control over their life. But they always forget, like, a lot of the biggest shit that will happen in your life is shit that you could have never predicted a day beforehand. Or, you know, a week beforehand, and you'll never be able to expect that kind of thing again. Like, you get hit by a car real quick, it's like your whole life could change right in front of you, and you could never expect it, you know?
Shit, we know too much of that.
Yeah, I bet.
You got a cat in this motherfucker?
A cat? Yeah, we got a big-ass white cat. Somebody want to throw him on the table? Actually, no, that's a real rap podcast. We don't want to freak him out or anything.
You need a black cat.
Nah, white, because it's like he gets dirty and shit. You got any pets? That's what this kind of interview is now. That was a trash question. All right, so who are you actually cool with in this game, since you seem like you fell out with a lot of people?
I'm cool with everybody.
You cool with Lucky everybody and Uno? Those are your real homies?
Everybody who claim they don't fuck with me really fuck with me the hardest. Like, them niggas, like, they just fuck with me the hardest. They just got a hard time accepting how much they fuck with me. Ain't no other way to put it, like. Then, you know, I mean, you gonna hear my shit. You not gonna like the fact that you hear my shit. Then my shit ain't trash. My shit good. You gonna at least like the beat too. You don't fuck with me, you might fuck with the nigga who made the beat. Ooh, you gonna nod your head. It's still my shit, you feel me? Like, niggas, like, they don't gotta like me as a person, but they gonna respect my motherfucking crap. They gonna respect my art, my vision, the picture I'm painting, all of that, you feel me? Like, when it come down to it. And then, like, I just got a bigger vision than rap, you feel me? Like, you said I hit you up on some rapper nigga shit, but, man, fuck all that. I don't be on no rapper nigga shit, you feel me? Like, I make music, you feel me? Like, but that rapper shit, bro, like, no, like.
You think that's too limiting of a box? You don't want to just constrain yourself to that?
Bro, I could, like, nah, bro. Just that whole rapper nigga persona, bro, like, that shit lame as fuck, bro. Like, and then, like, idols and shit like that, like. I remember some nigga talking about some, he seen me as an idol, like he idolized me. I was like, hell no.
You don't think you're an idol?
Nigga, like, just meeting some niggas I admired and looked up to, like, and them niggas be bitches in person. Niggas be pussy as fuck. Niggas be lame as hell in person. You feel me? Like, or niggas don't even be about half the shit that they be rapping about. That should be really heartbreaking. Then, you know, you hear niggas, you just be hearing niggas on the radio. Niggas is hot, but niggas ain't really about none of the shit they be rapping and shit, so. That shit kind of really be, internally, that shit kind of just be like you can listen to a nigga music, but it's like, yeah, you know, he just.
It's crazy because.
That shit is.
You meet a lot of people that are like really the total opposite of their music. Yes. And then you meet some people that are actually 100% about it. Free take A. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, you
that's
never really know.
That's
the problem though. You got somebody like him or Bobby Shmurda, they're like super real. Yeah. And then we don't get to hear from him for a long time.
A whole bunch of people can't be named as really real. And it's a lot of fake motherfuckers.
I remember it was this nigga birthday. Took this nigga Miami to Dallas just to celebrate his birthday and shit. Nigga done got a little mansion B&B on some thought shit. And some thought party shit.
Yeah, crazy.
But we seen little bro take it. He had a show.
He used to come serve me in Dallas.
He served you?
Yeah. Holy shit. Little bro come serve me. A1, like, y'all rap, I'm on my rap shit, you know what I mean? But he really only had, like, one song, that Mega Man shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really it. That's all he was pushing in that Daytona Boy shit.
He turned up, though.
But,
you know what I mean? Seen him perform that hoe. He turned up on that bitch.
That shit just, little bro used to go hard.
Yeah, that's crazy. I feel like we got to dig into the Savage shit a little bit more, just because he really said his piece about it. All right, so why'd you pull up on Tyler the Creator that day? That clip went viral as fuck.
It went viral.
Yeah, everybody's talking about that. You see Fonny pull up on Tyler looking for Savage. What was that? Why'd he do that, bro? I swear to God, I was working that day. I had mad people coming in here talking to me about it.
Nigga, because it's like, shit. What's up? You want smoke? You don't want smoke? Like, but I just realized, bro, these niggas don't want smoke, bro. Like, niggas actually, like, niggas is actually doing shit for, like, publicity stunts. Like, niggas actually be doing publicity stunt shit. Like, I ain't realized, like, niggas was really on that shit. When I moved to L.A., when I moved to California, bro, like, these niggas really be on some, like, rapper nigga shit, on some motherfucking Hollywood shit. You feel me? On some lame shit.
But he said in the interview that he sent the address. He was saying that you were shook of the situation and all this.
Bro, that's not how that shit went at all.
Mm-hmm. Come on now, bro.
Well, see, I was there that night at the sake store that he's talking about. So, from your perspective, what are you willing to say about what happened that night?
You was there.
I was there.
You was really there.
I hid behind a t-shirt rack.
Then we ain't gotta say shit.
Exactly.
Some kid was like tweeting about, like, oh, Adam 22 jumped on top of my sister to protect her from...
Can't be doing that.
That's not true. I just jumped there on the ground to save myself.
All right, see?
But then I look up and I see a bunch of like hood dudes who are just standing there watching the fucking brawl go down, and I'm like, oh, I could have just stood up. I didn't have to jump on the ground. Damn, I should have just stayed up. I ain't been in that many, like, you know, situations where there's all that happening.
That shit go down. Bro, niggas. Every day in the hood. But yeah. Niggas. You know, I mean? Niggas. You know how niggas react. The motherfucker that talk shit be the one running.
Hiding and shit.
You know what I mean?
So you pull up that day, you just want to have a conversation with a homie?
Yeah, we was just going to talk it out. Like, shit, what's up, bro?
Uh-huh. And then shit just went out of control or what?
The nigga didn't even want to see me, bro. He got like all these extra ass niggas in the front. He surrounded by all these other niggas and shit, you feel me?
You always say and other. You're so niggas, funny with the other.
Bro, like the little Asian nigga Weege and shit, you feel me? He got this nigga calling my phone. This nigga think he making death threats.
Weege was sending you death threats?
On some pussy shit.
That's lit, man. You don't want to fuck with Weege, do you? You care about yourself, right?
But the thing is, that's why it's so funny. Shit. That's why it's, I was like, bro, I cannot.
Y'all fake laughing.
Like, these little niggas used to come stay with us last time. Like, come pull up on us, tell us about who tried them in the streets. You know what I mean? Be like, mm-hmm. bro, this happened today. Bro got stitches on his face. And I was like, damn, fuck, you good? You know what I mean? So that's why now, bro, all tough and shit. Like, damn, bro, you supposed to be the little bro. Like, we put you on game. We taught you how to hustle. Like, we put it in you. Like, we put it in your head. How, nigga, you can do this. You can, this how to do it. Put mm-hmm. around the right folks. You know what I mean? Like, all that. My boy Stacks right here. I plugged the man with Stacks. Stacks plugged the man with Joey. You know what I mean? That's exactly how that shit went. Studio, put them all. You know what I mean? So now when just time goes by, you see time heals everything. You know what I mean? Time shows everything.
Mm-hmm.
Time go by, all of a sudden, bro, some hate shit. Sending threats. That's why we like, man, what the fuck? Come on,
fuck
bro.
All that shit, though, bro. But
fuck that shit.
The thing is, you know what? I'm really mad at myself, bro, because what it is it'll be niggas I do fuck with. And them niggas will fuck with some other niggas like Dylan Savage, or you feel me, niggas who claim they got beef with me, any other nigga, motherfucking what, Young Bands, whatever the fuck, niggas, you feel me?
Is that all part of the D Savage situation, or is that like a separate thing?
Bro, all of these niggas, I guess they clicked up.
Damn, Uno just walked in here.
Only said at
What is up, activist? Hey, you really from Connecticut? He said you were from Connecticut. Who the
fuck? Nigga, this nigga dumb as hell.
If you were from Connecticut, I feel like I would have known. What up, Val? How you doing, bro?
That's the thing. Up, that's man? Another thing, actually.
What, Connecticut? Shout out Connecticut.
Because when I told you about me fucking, it'll be niggas I fuck with, and then they'll fuck with other niggas, and them other niggas will be on some lame shit. Like even when motherfucking that nigga Mar and shit, you feel me? Like, I used to fuck with this nigga because my nigga Uno fuck with this nigga. Yeah.
Okay.
That nigga from Connecticut, which is the funny part. Okay. That nigga actually from Connecticut.
That's but the only nigga I know.
You got the stories mixed up?
Nigga, I don't give a fuck what he got mixed up. That nigga got his whole life mixed up. Fuck that nigga. But regardless, what I'm telling you is,
what you want?
Can't just fuck with niggas because they fuck with niggas. You feel me? Like,
right.
Really, it's just,
right.
It's gotta, you gotta color code niggas for real when it come down to it, bro.
It's true.
So you, I mean, I got no issues with D Savage. I like his music and everything. I'm just interested because it feels like you guys were around each other a bunch and then it just completely fell apart. And it's
bro,
just,
you never heard me saying none of that. You never heard me say no, I had smoke with bro. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It was niggas coming at me crazy. Niggas come at me crazy. Niggas decide they want to end shit with me. That's on them. I don't gotta seek no revenge for niggas. Niggas put it on they selves. Niggas cross they selves out. Mm-hmm. I already know what I'm gonna manifest. Like, what? When it comes to the public and the masses of what they want, you feel me? Like, what Fonny should do? What Fonny need to do? You feel me? And then I'm transitioning into this motherfucking superstar shit. Like, I'm trying to be on some superstar shit. You feel me? Like, nigga, I'm trying to get this motherfucking bit bank without on no bullshit. You feel me? So
you keep getting sucked back into the little rapper beef shit. Yeah.
Bro, like, rapper beef is not real beef, bro. Like, if it's anything that you definitely need to know, Adam, rapper beef and real beef is two different things, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Rap niggas do not want smoke, bro.
There's some real rappers,
smoke,
though, right?
It would have been smoke. Niggas tote guns. Niggas got nigga. It's 2017, bro.
Yeah.
Well, for y'all mentally, you feel me?
Like, 3017.
You gotta at least have a motherfucking pistol. Everybody know, like, if you smart, you got a fucking pistol. Like,
yeah,
nigga, you don't gotta be a hood nigga to have a pistol. White folks got pistols, bro. We live in Georgia, bro. We from Atlanta. Like, everybody got a pistol.
That's kind of crazy. You can tell somebody's pussy if they start hitting you on Twitter acting like they want a fair fight. It's like, if you're moving around like that, then you're probably on some weird ass shit in the first place, right? Kids show up here wanting a fight, like a real fight. Like, well, one time. I'm like, what do you think I fucking did all this shit my whole life for, just to have a fair fight with some bum ass fucking skateboarder kid?
Facts.
You know, like same thing with you. Like, why'd you put in all this work, get all this clout, get all this fame, just to... What, go fight with a nobody? Hell no.
Yeah, you feel me? That's another thing. Like, niggas just be giving niggas free motherfucking, can't even get these niggas fame and none of that shit, can't get these niggas no attention. That's all these niggas want. Cause bro, niggas weird as fuck, bro. I've been in too many situations, like, niggas really be like trying to put dirt on my name, see me in person, be on some buddy shit, homie shit, try and get my number, text me, we need a link. Should just be weird.
Who did that?
Who beefing with me? All them niggas, I'll say that.
I want to know the root of the Yachty beef. Like, how did that first start? Because, you know, you see each other in the hotel and you have the situation in Southwest Southwest, but what was going on before that?
Miles.
Miles, sure. Little Miles. Shout out, Yachty.
Man, bro, look, man. Like, first off, any nigga who beefing over a bitch is a bitch ass nigga.
Oh,
period.
It's one of those. Okay.
Me? Exactly. Like, I don't beef over no bitch, bro. Like, niggas who beefing because niggas stole this guy hoe, whatever. You feel me? Like, he got some shorties. Fuck this nigga shorties. Didn't know it was his shorties. We at the spot speaking casually. You feel me? Like, y'all already make music. Y'all already been in our studio plenty of times. You feel me? This, that, the third, whatever. But I don't even like speaking on this nigga, bro. Like, this nigga just a bitch ass nigga, bro. Like,
but so you think
nigga,
that it was gonna be
nigga,
smoke like
this
that?
This nigga didn't want to smoke. He didn't want no smoke with me. He got security on me, like a little hoe. You feel me? That's what's fucked up. But other than that, it is what it is. Gotta move past that shit. I'm gonna see him when I see him. It is what it is. You feel me?
But did you not like how that shit went down in South by? I remember you said in the Hammond interview, you said you felt
like how that shit.
But you said that you felt like they used you as a publicity stunt.
Bro, I feel like any nigga who's saying they want smoke with me is using it as a publicity stunt.
But you singled out Coach K, and it sounded like you were saying that they sent it out as to get media attention.
Nigga. Like, this nigga's old as fuck. Like, this nigga Coach K, period, point blank. This nigga's supposed to be, this is a nigga from Atlanta who, if you in music and you in the A, you look up to him in some type of way, just on some independent shit. Just on some niggas getting it out the mud, doing it they self, you feel me? This nigga hating on me over some protecting. Okay, he protecting his investment with Yachty. All I can say is I can't help what happened because niggas is hating on me. You feel me? I got niggas who go hard for me. I can't help what happened to other niggas in situations at their shows or whatever. This, that, the third. When they talking down on me and think shit just a game. Think shit on some ha-ha shit. You feel me? Like, I can't help that, bro. I got niggas who really care about me, and it's niggas I really care about. You feel me? It's people I really care about, and it's people I'm feeding. You feel me? Like, on some brother shit. You feel me? On some, we done did some shit together crazy. You feel me? Like, just to eat, just to get this guap. You feel me? And it's a lot of niggas who go hard for me, who, you feel me, to protect me, bro. Like, So, on some family shit.
But you said even white people got pistols. Everybody got a pistol. But then, like, you pulled up on Yachty, and yeah, he had security, or he had 30 dudes with him, or whatever. But isn't that just to be expected at this point?
And you know what? I'm at South by. That's the thing about this transition, because niggas really want me to be on my, all right, fine, you don't need to go like this. You don't need to move like this no more. You feel me? Like, you about to be a star now. Like, what you need to do is focus on your music. You need to start trying to motherfucking be for everybody. You need to start getting into that. You feel me? And I'm transitioning, trying to get out of all that. I'm trying to put all the fuck shit behind me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's early in the morning. We literally just left the show. It was what? Me, Warhol, Ski Mask.
Yeah, were you hadn't slept yet? Were you, like, still up from the show?
Yeah, we still up from the show. Cause
what time? Was it 6
show,
in the morning
was
or some shit?
And shit. Oh, okay. I don't know if you was at that show, but we was turned up. You feel me? And we ain't get back to the hotel till, like, well, the sun was up, whatever that was. Still got a show coming up the next day. You feel me? The following day. The South by, you feel me? Like, this shit just started. This is probably, like, what, the second, third day of South by. We're going crazy. Like, ain't nobody trying to sleep. Ain't nobody trying to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, man, I'm in bed by 2 a.m.
You know, I'm supposed to, when all this happened, Cole Bennett, and I feel like he should be doing No Jumper.
He did all right.
No, I'm talking about, like,
interviewing people?
Your next era, yeah.
He should do interviews. That's a good
Cole
point.
Cole Bennett, he passionate for real. But other than that, yeah, when all that fuck shit happened, it was crazy because Cole Bennett called me to Uber. We were supposed to be doing a video and shit. We was about to be shooting a video for Faith.
Mm-hmm.
But all that shit had happened in the midst and everything. Literally, while I'm getting in the Uber for Cole shit, he called the shit up for me, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
We had the Omni Hotel, you feel me? Like the night, like while I, and then this was funny. Just on some, like, you know, cause money do a lot of things. This was funny. After the show that morning, we going to the Omni Hotel, you know, we lit as hell. We got hoes come to the hotel with us and shit. You know, it's hella security at the Omni, you feel me? Like, it's valet first off. When you go in, it's hella security. They making sure shit, you know, it's how it's supposed to be maintained. And you know, we kind of wild, we lit. So, you know, they all on us, making sure we straight, making sure we ain't getting into no bullshit. But it's like, when everything went down, they was nowhere to be found.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? But that's why I said, like, it's just crazy because this nigga Coach K, like, he just a funny nigga, bro. Like, this nigga had breakfast. We was eating breakfast with this nigga. He was 5 tables ahead of us. Only him. But
and then all that, you know, shit popped off? And then you felt like that was weird that he was just around you, like, acting normal,
bro,
before that?
I just realized this chess not checkers, bro. I realized, like, I got to go on my instinct from now on. You feel me? I can't go because niggas want me to transition and be a better music star, musician, artist. I still got to go on my instinct, period, point blank. You feel me? Like, all of this shit, all this unnecessary shit.
Yeah, when you said it was, like, bright and early in the morning and you hadn't slept yet, I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense because you looked like you were on something in that video. I was like, yeah, he looks like he's been partying,
man,
all night.
I motherfucking look like I'm ice skating and shit.
No, it looks like you're on the Zans.
Exactly, bro. I ain't got no time for that shit, bro. Like,
yeah.
And then that's the... You ain't see the real reckless shit, though.
Wait, was there a longer cut that didn't come out?
If you... Nigga, it's whole security footage, nigga. You don't see the real raw footage of the video. That's like... Of course, this the part they want you to see on some bullshit, man.
And they,
like,
attack this nigga, man. Oh, yeah, they attack this nigga, bro.
Regardless, though, this is the thing. Shit, if you actually, the footage in the Omni Hotel, security footage, like, shit crazy on some Def Jam Vendetta shit, you feel me?
Imagine
throwing vases and shit.
For real?
Bro, it was
how many people were you with?
Than it looked, man.
By yourself.
Just by yourself? Or you had, like, a couple guys with you?
Nigga, I was alone, bro.
He the tallest nigga, let me put it like that.
That's crazy.
I can't on my own shit. I'm always on my dolo shit, though, bro. You feel me? Like, I don't feel the need. Like, I gotta be scared of shit. I ain't never hiding from niggas. You feel me? Like, it is what it is. Niggas don't never want to see me one-on-one and none of that shit, though. Niggas always gotta try and get the best of me.
Yeah.
But when it come down to it, nothing stopping this shit. Unstoppable force, bro.
Yeah.
I'm prospering. I'm gonna keep prospering. I'm gonna manifest. I'm gonna become what I must become.
Why you and Uno get along so well?
Cause, man, nigga, I done been through some shit with this nigga. Like, on some brother shit, you know, when when two brothers frustrated, like, you might have to box a nigga, you feel me?
You guys ever fought like that?
Yeah, bro. That's, yeah, you gotta do that sometimes, because, bro, what it look like, I'ma just talk behind this nigga like, oh no, bitch. No, nigga, we just gonna get it out right then and there, you feel me?
You gotta get it out with fists, though. Like, I don't fight with any of my friends. Like,
nigga, we be on some Sparta shit, nigga.
That's cool. I respect that, but damn, I don't want to get my nose broken or
anything. But it's not like that ain't been, bro. We ain't got into it, and we ain't got into it, and forever, for real though, you feel me? But we done got into some shit, even like outside of that, we done got into some real crazy shit together, period, you feel me? Like, I done been in life or death situations with this nigga. Like,
you guys made some amazing music together too.
Down there, really, all these niggas, I done been in some crazy shit. So
yeah, I heard some crazy stories about you over the past couple months. Not the kind of thing I could bring up, but just in general, you end up in a lot of wild situations, huh?
Crazy shit, huh?
How you feel about everybody just talking about you and shit, and you getting into all these situations? Bro, everybody, the rumor mill is going hard.
Talking about me,
my
man.
DMs are filling up. You hear what Fonny did last night? He wilding. I'm like, I don't know why they're telling me. I'm like, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Posting
that's the
nothing
thing,
like
bro.
This.
I don't be on no like wanting attention like that. You feel me? I don't like drawing that type of attention to myself. But like, I when it come down to it, bro, like. I go out to a show, niggas feel like they won't try me that night. Nigga, I'm protect me, I'm protect my fam, bro. If a nigga try my partner, brother, it's a wrap for that nigga. Like, I don't give a fuck. It's not on no game banging shit, nigga. It's on some family shit. You feel me? We on some family shit. Like, I ain't gonna let nobody run up on my brother. I ain't gonna let nobody run up on my sister. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Either way it go, regardless, like, I can't let that happen. I wouldn't let that happen. Like, the show can come to an end. If niggas feel like they won't be on some tough guy shit, then they be on their tough guy shit. They get their ass beat.
I guess I only heard one side of that story. I heard that in blank scenario that we might be discussing, that like some kid I know pulled up at the end and tried to tell you that you were acting messed up and that he got dealt with pretty bad. You know what I'm referring to?
Nah, because I know I don't know who you're talking about.
The
but
white
you need
kid.
To, you need to say his name.
Dommy.
Oh, that nigga.
Yeah, he tweeted all about it. We could talk about it, yeah.
Bro, this nigga, he got me fucked up. No, he really got himself fucked up, bro. Because this nigga came up. We was about to leave. This nigga came up to the car. My nigga Napalm. Free Napalm, you know. Free clan life, first off.
But did anything fucked up happen at that show before this situation?
At the show? Bro, we turned the show. When I pulled up, I turned that bitch out.
Mm-hmm.
We left. I don't know what the fuck attitude this nigga had. All I know is I didn't like the fact that the promoters was trying to finesse my fans. I don't like that shit. Like, that shit pissed me off for real. That nigga looked like he had something to do with it. Manager, I guess he like...
promoter type kid, yeah.
Like, yeah, one of them niggas. You feel me? Whatever. This nigga had an attitude. He came up to the... Like, he already got dealt with the first time. You feel me? I had nothing to do with that. Then he came up to the car I'm in, and he on Napalm side, on the passenger side, bucking on the window. So, bro, Palm... Once again, I ain't got nothing to do with this either. I'm in the back seat. This my young nigga. Palm just handled this nigga like awesome. Nigga, you tweaking. You feel me? And then we got all this adrenaline from the show. And then Palm, he with his brothers. I'm in Atlanta. So, Napalm, this the little nigga. He with his older brothers. They not just going to let their little brother, you feel me? Like, this nigga, we don't know this nigga. Mm-hmm. They see their little brother fighting. Even if he winning, it's their little brother. Yeah. The nigga who going against him in the wrong. You feel me? That's how they see it. They ain't in the wrong. Like, that nigga came up to the car for no reason on some dummy drunk shit or some shit. Yeah, I don't know what he told y'all, but
he just like made it basically sound like what you just described, but he made it sound like you guys did a whole bunch of fuck shit in the venue before that fight ensued.
Bro, what the fuck else are we supposed to do in the venue besides fuck shit up?
I heard you threaten the DJ.
The DJ, bro, the DJ was fucking shit up, bro. Okay. If that nigga got in his feelings because I told the DJ he a bitch because he was fucking up the soundtrack of the fucking reason why all them kids pay money to be there, then
right.
He need to get out his fucking feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. These niggas and their teenage emotions and shit. And they like little bitches and shit. That's what's wrong with these niggas.
Teenage emotions. I see what you did there. That was pretty good. Shit. There's a whole lot of... I got a bunch of questions written down.
Yo, how long has it been? Because I'm going to be honest, bro. Yo, interviews be long as fuck.
This is 40 minutes. How do you feel about 40 minutes?
Like, I fuck with it. Like, I don't want my fans to feel like I don't want me to give them enough of me and shit, but
you know, I agree. Unless the person really has like an unbelievable amount of stuff to say, I try to keep that shit to like an hour, a little below an hour.
And don't get me wrong, I have an incredible amount of shit to say, but it's like at the same time, I just can't be giving out too much of my mind because
Well, a lot of the questions I have written down are kind of what I would consider like boring ass interview questions that I could ask just if I had to fucking talk about something, you know, like all the bullshit from your other interviews. Like, I heard you used to work at McDonald's. I heard you used to steal from Abercrombie. Actually, that's a good one because I wrote, we got something in common. We both used to steal from Abercrombie.
Shit. Yo, who said that shit? Nigga said, hey, Abercrombie ain't your bitch because it ain't with no hostess.
Man, I used to love stealing though. Fucking shoplifting and shit was the best.
Bro, no, real talk. In high school, bro, I was making a killing off shoplifting, bro, because I'll steal from like the mall. I'll take all the clothes to my school. Niggas ain't had no swag, bro. I'll be the nigga who had like, what you want, some Ralph Lauren, nigga? What you want, Abercrombie? You want Hollister? This one, Hollister was the shit, nigga. God, I swear to God, this one, Hollister was the shit. You don't understand, nigga. I was making a killing for a minute. And then that shit came to an end.
But you get caught?
Yeah, and then I was like, once I got caught for that shit, I was like, nigga, I might as well motherfucking get this work for real. Fuck you talking about?
Yeah, shopping is fuck because it's like really high probability that you'll get caught. And then it's like, what, you got a bunch of clothes? Like, it ain't like you got money for it. Like, selling clothes is not, they get a very small percentage of the resale if you were going to put that shit on eBay, which you don't want to do in the first place.
I just knew a lot of niggas at my school who wanted that motherfucking Hollister and that Abercrombie. But also, motherfucking, like, yeah, McDonald's. Working at McDonald's, whatever. Fuck McDonald's.
I never worked there. I managed to avoid that one. I
never had a job.
I had to work there, bro. Like, that's, see, like, after that Abercrombie shit, motherfucker had to go work at McDonald's because them niggas had me. I'm still in high school and shit, you feel me? Like, I got to graduate, whatever, but I don't got enough credits to graduate. And then I'm late, so they trying to give me the little late shit. And then they pass the law to where it's like, if your child don't show up to school, we arresting your parents.
For
real? I was like, damn. No, for real, nigga. So they tried to put me in like a position where it's like, get this money, help my mom, miss out on school, still fuck my mom over. You feel me? Like,
right.
But when it came down to it, bro, niggas had to get this guap. And I'm smart enough, nigga. I could graduate too. You feel me? Like, I'm a nigga who could do both because I want to make my mama proud, you feel me? And I want to make my grandparents proud too. So I got the little diploma, but I got it, but I didn't get it because I had rented like a book, a camera from library. So nigga, they gave me a big ass bill when I opened that fold. But I know I got the diploma, I graduated. So you feel me? I don't physically got it, but you know,
yeah,
I got that bitch.
That's good. I wanted to ask this for sure. A lot of your music is like, I gotta be honest, like I've heard your music before and it's like motivated me to do drugs, like to drink lean, to take Xans, like, and you too. Your music is really like that kind of shit that even as a grown man, and you could hear it and you just be like, man, I gotta get fucked up. Like, I don't want to think about shit for the next day.
I'm sorry that I'm sorry my experiences motivate you.
No, it's good. I think that's good.
No, you need a soundtrack for that. You shouldn't be motherfucking doing that shit.
You don't think I should be doing that? Just you?
You shouldn't be doing no drugs and shit. You feel me? Like,
why? Why can you do it and I can't do it?
Because I'm young as hell, bro. Yeah, this shit right. Got me fucked up.
That is the good argument, too.
Fucked up. You feel me? Like, I'm too young to be feeling like this. You feel me? But at the same time, I'm glad I still got my mental. I still got my mental state. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. You feel like you've dealt well with it? Are you deeper in the drink than you ever been before, or are you somewhere on the spectrum?
Man, fuck the drink.
You're over that?
Fuck the drink.
Over the drink.
But niggas always come back to the drink. That's
right.
But I do not glorify the drink. You feel me? Like, it's just some shit, like, on some me shit, like, whatever I need to cope with, whatever I'm going through that day. That's on some me shit. If I'm deep in the drink, I'm deep in the drink. That don't mean you gotta be deep in the drink.
Just tell them about what you're going through. I got you. What about the Xans? Are you anti-Xans now? You can never turn your back on the Xans?
I can't say no to the Xans.
I had a bad weekend with the Xans, bro.
I always say no to the Xan. Can't never stop saying no to the Xans.
I had a rough weekend. 3 days straight, gone. I don't remember shit. I don't even know how it happened, bro.
But it's all Gucci. I actually been sober from the Xan for a good little minute, so I'm trying, you know, like, sometimes I gotta take experimental periods throughout the year, you feel me? Like how we got the seasons, like where I'll be like, all right, I'ma just chill. I'ma just chill while I make some music. While
I'll be like, I'm gonna just black out for December. No, and then January. I'll start new.
Like it's just trying, you feel me? It's just I'ma be like, I'ma try my hardest not to be off the shits while I'm doing this shit. And then sometimes I'll just have the motherfucking days I'm like, fuck it. Like, you feel me? Like, fuck it, nigga.
Mm-hmm. You ever been to Canada? Anybody from Canada is going to appreciate you wearing that hat.
Canada fuck with me.
They do.
Been to Canada.
Never been there? We got to go. You're a felon?
We don't need to.
Then let's go. If you ain't a felon, let's go. If you are a felon, then you got to stay home.
What you mean, let's go, nigga? Like,
let's go to Canada. Let's just hang out. We got an Airbnb. Me, you, Uno, your goons. I'm going to bring like one guy to watch out for me. Who am I going to bring? Probably Louis. I'll bring the camera guy. And then we'll get fucked up.
Goons? Why we can't just have our people?
Because I don't know what you're going to do to me. You calling me a hoe and a slut and a thought and all this shit. Yeah, in a way.
Bro, nigga.
You're a thought too, probably.
Okay, first off, Adam, let's get this straight. I like porn. Me, as being fun, naturally, I like porn.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I'm on the damn porn hub. I'm on the search. Your shit just pop up.
Mm-hmm.
This without clicking any words. Your shit just pop up. Adam Tutu, fuck Lena the Plug, some other little bitch, some shit.
Gang.
So now I'm like,
that shit's hard, right?
Dude, that shit fine. No, that's some G shit. That's some G shit.
Like, I feel kind of weird about it being out
like
there.
Being on, so that's like, you don't need no Wikipedia. You don't need no Google. Like, that's your verification right there. Period. There you go.
And that was just,
you know, you a thought though.
That's just one threesome. I got all kinds of shit on my phone I can show you. I've been wilding, but I feel gay about that. Like, show my friend, like, yo, look what I did, and it's like my dick all in it. I'm like,
nah, you gay for nigga. You got her for You got her eating your ass or some shit.
You don't do that.
Like, you know you tweaking for that though.
Adam. That's weird.
Adam, you was tweaking.
You never let a girl lick your ass,
my nigga.
Even if you loved her.
My nigga,
you freak.
My nigga, first off.
I thought
my nigga, you
cool.
got her eating your whole ass.
Boy, freak.
Look, you got fans. You feel me? You got niggas who look up.
I want them to do the same thing with their girlfriend.
I understand that. That's true love. It's a lot. You feel me? I understand. That's y'all. For y'all. That's true love for y'all.
Yeah. I hope that you find that kind of love one day. The getting your ass licked kind of love. You know what's real, though, is we were drunk, and she took like a napkin and like cleaned it out before she did that. Like, we only did that for the video. It wasn't like dirty, but she didn't like, it's not like we do that. Like, I'm not into that. That's like, I think I only let her lick my ass like 2 times, and the first time I was blackout drunk and off Molly, and then the other time was for that video. So just so you know, that's not like my thing. Anyway.
Adam, you got me fucked up.
I get up early in the morning, baby.
All right. Get out of here. hey, I had fun. Shout out Morgan on her baby, man. I can't wait till that thing pops out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Morgan. Yeah. I don't know if you see her.
I don't know if you can see her either, but shout out to the baby. Morgan, plunk your baby down on top of that backwood pack right there. Yeah, there you go. Damn. What's his name going to be? His name's going to be Backwood? All right. Anything else you want to get out before we wrap this up? We almost
this
hit the hour
no
mark.
No jumper, the lamest podcast in the world. Thousand Band Fonny here. Just want to tell you guys, Adam is a culture vulture, but we settled that. He not a culture vulture no more. I gave him culture. We good.
Right. Shout out to my homie D Savage and Lil Yachty. Who else? Who else on this list? I don't know. Shout out to everybody.
You know, all the
Tyler Creator.
You clearly
whoever
love
is.
Getting your ass ate and shit. And would be your homie.
I wish I was listening to D Savage while I got my ass ate. Anyway, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Thousand Band Fonny. Check them out on SoundCloud, motherfucker. We out. Peace.
Appreciate you, bro.